August 23, 1936, the little field assigned to the creature within the immensity of the divine will. Jesus places his life at the creature's disposal, as long as he obtains that they live in the divine will. The greatest prodigy of creation is the Virgin. I continue my abandonment in the fiat. My poor mind swims within its divine sea, and comprehends celestial secrets, but I am unable to repeat them, because those are not words from down here. While I am inside this divine sea, I look at its immensity. There is not one being or anything that can escape it. Everyone and everything form their life and receive it in the divine volition. But what can the creature take of this immensity? Just little drops, such as her littleness. But while she takes the little drops, she cannot go out of this immensity. She feels it flowing inside and out, to the right and to the left, everywhere, unable to sneak out of it even just for one instant. Oh! Divine will, how admirable you are! You are all mine, you raise me within you, I find you everywhere, you love me always, and to forming the life of my life. But while my mind was wandering within this sea, my sweet Jesus, all goodness, came out from within this sea, and drawing near me, told me, daughter of my volition, did you see how the immensity of my fiat is unreachable? No created mind, as holy as it might be, can embrace it and see where its boundaries end. All have their place in it. Even more, each creature has her little field within the immensity of my divine will. But who works this little field that was assigned to the creature? One who lives in it, because by her living in it, my will makes itself the first worker, and taking the creature upon its lap, it keeps her occupied, identified with the work it wants her to do in the tiny little field that was given to her in my will. And since she possesses its creative strength, whatever the creature might do in a century, together with it she does in 1 hour. So, in 1 hour she can acquire a century of love, of works, of sacrifices, of divine knowledges, of profound adorations. And after the work my will calls the soul to rest in order to delight each other and rest together. And then, seeing the beauty of the little field and the joy that they experience, in order to delight each other more they return to work. It is an alternation of work and of rest. In fact, among the many qualities that my divine will possesses, there is continuous motion and attitude. It is never idle. On the contrary, to each creature it gave its continuous work in order to be glorified and to do good to all. Lazy beings do not exist in my will, but rather, in it everything is work. If she loves, that is work. If she applies herself to getting to know us, it is work. If she adores us, if she suffers, if she prays, that is work, and divine work, not human, which, converting into a little coin of infinite value, lets her acquire the value with which to make her little field bigger. Now, my daughter, you must know that it is my absolute will for the creature to do my will. How I long to see her reigning and operating in it. How I wish to hear her say, the will of God is mine, whatever God wants I to want. Whatever God does I do as well. Now, because it is my will for her to live in it, I have to give her the means, the necessary aids. And here comes my humanity, placing itself at the creature's disposal in the tiny little field of the immensity of my will assigned to her, as I display my strength in order to sustain her weakness, my pains as help of hers, my love so as to hide hers inside mine, my sanctity with which to cover her, my life as prop and support of hers, and to make of it the model for her. In sum, my divine will must find as many Jesuses for as many creatures as want to live of my will. Only then will it no longer find any hindrance on their part, because I will keep them hidden within me, and my will have to deal with me more than with them. And the creatures will find all the aids, necessary and overabundant, in order to live of my will. This is God's usual way, that when he wants something he gives everything that is needed so that what he wants may have its fulfillment. Therefore, I would want creatures to know that I place myself at the disposal of those who want to live of my will. They will find my life that will make up for everything that is needed in order to have them live in the sea of my divine volition. Otherwise, their tiny little field within my immensity will remain without work, and therefore without fruit, without happiness and without joy. They will be like those who live under the sun, doing nothing. The sun will serve only to burn them and give them such ardent thirst as to feel themselves dying. So, all creatures, by right of creation, find themselves all within this immensity, but if their will does not deal with mine, they live off of themselves, they will feel all goods burning for them, and will have a thirst for passions, for sin, for weaknesses, that will torment them. Therefore, there is no greater evil than not to live of my will. After this, I was doing my round in the acts done by the divine will and creation, and as I arrived at the conception of the Most Holy Virgin, my sweet Jesus made me pause and told me, "My daughter, the greatest prodigy of creation is the Virgin, the divine volition that subdued her human will from the very first instant of her conception, and the will of this holy creature that subdued the divine fiat. One conquered the other, both of them were winners. And as the divine volition entered as dominating king into her human will, so did the chains of the great divine prodigies begin in this excelling creature. The uncreated power poured itself into the created power, but so much, that she could sustain the whole creation as if it were a bunch of straw. And all created things felt the created power within the uncreated power sustaining them and contributing to their conservation. Oh! How honored they felt, and happier, because a created power was flowing in everything as their queen, to sustain them and preserve them. Her power was such that she ruled over all, even over her creator. She was the invincible one, who, with the power of the divine fire, conquered everyone and everything. Even more, all let themselves be conquered by this divine empress, because she held a powerful and enrapturing force that no one could resist. Even the demons felt debilitated and did not know where to hide from this insuperable power. The whole of the Supreme Being poured himself into this created will, which had been subdued by the divine will. And the infinite love poured itself into the finite love, and everyone and everything felt loved by this holy creature. Her love was so great that, more than air, it let itself be breathed by all, in such a way that this Queen of Love felt the need to love all, as mother and queen of all. Our beauty invested her, but so much, that she possesses the strength, the love, the goodness, the enrapturing grace, such that, while she loves, she makes herself be loved by all, even from things that possess no reason. So, there was no act, love, prayer, adoration, reparation, which would not fill heaven and earth. She exercised her queenship over all, and her love, and everything she did, flowed through the heavens, in the sun, in the wind, in everything. And our Supreme Being felt loved, prayed, in all created things, by this holy creature. A new life was flowing everywhere. She loved us for all, and made us be loved by all. It was the uncreated will that had its place of honor in the created will, and could give us everything, and requite us for our having placed the whole creation at her disposal. Hence, with the conception of this great queen began the true life of God in the creature, and the life of the creature in God, and, oh! The exchanges of love, of strength, of beauty, of light, between one and the other. Therefore, the prodigies were continuous and unheard of, alternating in her. Heaven and earth were stupefied. The angels remained enraptured before my divine will operating in the creature. My daughter, this great lady, by living in the divine volition felt, by deeds, as queen of everyone and of everything, and also queen of the great divine king. But so much, that she herself formed the door in heaven, to make the eternal word descend. She prepared for him the way in the room of her womb, in which he was to form his dwelling. And in the emphasis of her ruling love she would say to me, "Descend, O eternal word, you will find in me your heaven, your joys, that same will that reigns in the three divine persons. Not only this, but she formed the Tao and the Way in order to let souls ascend into the celestial fatherland. And only because this virgin lived on earth of divine will as it is lived in heaven could the blessed enter into the celestial regions and enjoy its delights, because this celestial mother keeps them covered, enveloped and as though hidden within her glory and in all the acts she did in the divine will. So, the blessed feel within their joys the love, the works, the power of this mother and queen, which render them happy. What can my will not do? All possible and imaginable goods. And in the creature in whom it reigns it places such power as to reach the point of saying to her, do whatever you want, command, take, give. I will never deny you anything. Your strength is irresistible, your power debilitates me. Therefore I place everything into your hands, that you may act as owner and queen. Now, you must know that this holy creature, even from her conception, felt the heartbeat of my fiat within hers, and in each heartbeat she loved me. And the divinity loved her back with doubled love in each heartbeat of hers. In her breath she felt the breath of the divine volition, and she loved us in each breath. And we requited her with our love, doubled in each breath of hers. She felt the motion of the fiat in her hands, in her step, in her feet. In all of her being she felt the life of the divine will and what it did. And everything she loved us, for herself and for all. And we loved her always, always. In each instant our love ran like rapid torrent. Therefore she kept us always attentive and in feast, to receive her love and give our own. So much so, that she came to cover all sins and the creatures themselves with our love. This is why our justice remained disarmed by this invincible lover, and we can say that she did whatever she wanted with the Supreme Being. Oh! How I wish that all would comprehend what living in the divine will means, so as to render all happy and holy. Fiat.